listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is question. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. If you're just tuning in, this is the second hour, of course, and we were talking about the Cyber Polygon 2021 live simulation, which is essentially them trying to thwart the same said cyber attack that should destroy, obliterate the economic supply chains of the world, meant to fear us and scare us into submission, like they do with all of them. They're looking for a reaction, okay? And right before the break, I was reading to you some of the other events, these pandemic simulations. And I ended off with Event 201, the big one from October 2019, which of course presaged the COVID-19 pandemic. The next being what I'm talking about, Cyber Polygon. I'll wrap it up with that. Cyber Polygon, the first of which was July of 2019. And it was sponsored by Russia's Saber Bank in conjunction with the World Economic Forum and IBM. What's it about? The first live international cybersecurity training corporate team's defense against cyber attacks. And of course, they did it again last year, yes, July 2020. And they are doing it again today, this year, right now, real world. And when this happens, it always is followed by the real thing. Or it happens as the real thing happens, as we saw during 9/11, as we saw during the Boston Marathon, as we saw during the 7/7 London bombings. They do it over and over and over and over again. They can't help themselves. And for me to say this stuff in front of regular people out in the world, I probably look like a loon. I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? Well, hey, I'll wear my tin hat, because if I'm wrong, I can take the tin hat off. If you're wrong, you can't get rid of those spiked proteins, can you? Just thought I'd throw that one in there. Rachel shared with us an article. If you'd like, Rach, you can you know, get into it yourself. I thought it was great, the Make America Great Again with the Freedom Phone. Except, sorry, it's made in China.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so there's a couple of articles that I shared, and thank you for going over the Cyber Polygon. I didn't say much because it was just a good article and it was really important, and especially going over Maxwell details and how everything kind of ties together. And just before I start this article, I've tried to talk to MAGA people, and a lot of them, it's like they just keep coming with excuses to forgive Trump, to say that he's going to run 2024, whatever, and I say things like, hey, Trump came out and called Bitcoin, quote-unquote, like a scam and said he didn't like it because it competed with the fiat currency and he wanted fiat to be the world global currency. I mean, stuff like that should, you know, alarm you, because how do you take down the deep state if you allow them to centralize the currency and control it? You know, like that's, yeah. So I sent this article to you. Apparently there's something called a Freedom Phone that is being sold to Trump supporters or conservatives, and it's been pushed by people like Lauren Southern or Candace Owens. And it says, this is an article from Hot Hardware. It says, make America great again with the Freedom Phone, except sorry, it's made in China. And it basically talks about the specs of the phone, and the whole premise behind it was that you could buy this phone for almost $500, right? And it was supposed to have pre-installed apps for Newsmax, OWN, and Parler. But then when you actually look at the phone itself, you know, the idea was it was trying to find a way to get around the Apple and Google store to have access to these apps. But it's not really that much secure. And it says you can find the Omdigi A9 Pro on Alibaba, the Eastern competitor to Amazon, for just $118. It happens to have the same button layout, camera stack, and a hole punch camera, but that because it is the same device for much cheaper. Interestingly, we do get to see more of the specs here as a 6 gigabyte of RAM, 128 gigabytes of storage, and a MediaTek Helio P60 processor inside. And then it basically says that these issues include a vulnerability that would allow a local attacker to obtain root permissions on the device. And basically, it's being sold as this, you know, very secure phone and an alternative to what's out there, but it really truly isn't. So it's just like, look, you know, be on the lookout for anyone selling you things with the word freedom in it that, you know, promises security, do your research. I mean, there's a lot of apps I know about, like, not quite apps, but a browser, I believe Tor, which is kind of sold as like an alternative, secure site. I just kind of go by the idea that nothing is secure in a sense. I just kind of assume that Signal, Telegram, WhatsApp, I just assume that any sort of free, you know, media software, whatever that we use, just isn't secure, and that anything I send to anyone can be read by anybody.
Yes, you're correct.
That's just how I go about and do things, whether that's true or not.
Yep. You should. I agree with you. 100%. 100%.
Yeah, and then, so that was one of the articles, and then there were at least two articles I mentioned where, in addition to the CDC saying, the director of the CDC saying those words, pandemic of the unvaccinated, which is just crazy, there was an article I found talking about children in schools and basically how the CDC wants to go about masking them and everything, and they called it a layered mitigation strategy. And as soon as those words dropped, I just kind of knew, you know, oh, here we go again with the newspeak. So this is an article from MSN.com. I guess it reroutes to CNN. What the new CDC guideline for schools means for children. This was posted 2 days ago. And it's basically saying, oh, we've got COVID surges again, and that the CDC has new guidance for schools. It says, to safely keep schools open, the CDC recommends what is called a layered mitigation strategy. This involves multiple interventions to reduce risk, such as including the use of indoor masks for unvaccinated students and teachers. What happens if schools reopen but don't enforce those procedures? For example, what should parents do if schools don't require masks? Should vaccinated children over 12 feel comfortable removing their masks in schools? And when might vaccines be available for younger children? We asked CNN medical analyst Dr. Leanna Wen. By the way, that name should ring a bell. She's been one of the biggest cheerleaders for all kinds of COVID tyranny. She was the one who's constantly on CNN. Yeah, saying how, she, you know, why should we need to tie freedom to vaccination status because otherwise people will go out and enjoy their freedoms anyway. It's that crazy lady.
Right.
She, if you want to know what the system is kind of thinking, just follow her.
Like she, there you go.
She pretty much spells it out. So she basically said, we have plenty of data that schools can be safe from a COVID-19 transmission standpoint if mitigation measures are followed. And then she says, the CDC is saying that indoor masking is important for unvaccinated people. That's because the unvaccinated are still at high risk for getting and transmitting coronavirus. Vaccination protects people very well. So consistent with the rest of the guidance for vaccinated individuals, the CDC is saying vaccinated people don't need to mask indoors. And by the way, I believe LA County is still saying, I think we've mentioned this before, they're still telling vaccinated people that you have to, you know, wear masks indoors. So whether the CDC says something or not, a governor of a state can go ahead and just ignore it or reference it as they see fit, right?
Yes.
There's no consistency between what the CDC says and what the state chooses to do. Those things can just contradict each other.
Yes.
And ironically, there was one more article I wanted to talk about where they were basically admitting that people who were immunocompromised were not really producing antibodies like they said they would from the vaccines themselves.
Hmm.
And I thought that was, yeah, that was a pretty interesting article. This comes from MSN as well, I believe CNN. This was posted today. CDC warns COVID-19 vaccines might not protect people who are immunocompromised. And by the way, I've mentioned before, immunocompromised people weren't really a part of the trial.
No.
Right?
Yes.
And yet CDC is telling everybody, go out, get vaccinated. You know, even if you have all these issues underlying comorbidities, just go out or listen to your doctor. And your doctor is just going to say the same thing the CDC says, most likely. But anyway, this article goes into detail and it says, people who are immunocompromised should be counseled about the potential for reduced immune responses to COVID-19 vaccines and to follow current prevention measures, including wearing a mask, staying 6 feet apart from others staying they don't live with, and avoiding crowds in poorly ventilated spaces to protect themselves against COVID-19 until advised otherwise by their healthcare provider, according to the CDC. It is basically saying how the CDC did not go so far as to tell the millions of immunocompromised people in the U.S. to get an additional shot of a COVID-19 vaccine, noting that the safety, efficacy, and benefit of additional doses in immunocompromised persons continues to be evaluated. And basically, they're saying that people that are immunocompromised aren't really producing the effects that they thought they would. And it says, some immunocompromised people have on their own received additional doses of the vaccine, and a study last month by Johns Hopkins researchers suggested that an extra shot may help increase COVID-19 antibody levels for some organ transplant recipients who did not have a full response to their original vaccinations. So basically what's going on here is, again, people who have had underlying conditions and have a compromised immune system, their body hasn't really been producing overall, their body hasn't really been producing that great of an immune response to the vaccines. And now the CDC is going to be having a meeting on July 22nd trying to figure out, should immunocompromised people be getting a third shot, right? Should they be getting a booster? And this is so crazy to me. Now, I just want to say real fast, like, I'm very careful with these articles because I don't want to support the mainstream narratives about COVID, right? Like, I hate feeling like I'm saying anything that somehow props that up. So, you know, I'm not here advocating for people to run out and get the vaccine and that they need a third shot, blah, 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 not at all. What I do like about this article is basically them admitting that this vaccine isn't as efficient as they said they would be. And I hope that conversation about how immunocompromised people maybe shouldn't be getting this can contribute to stopping that narrative that everyone should be getting vaccinated. Like, I don't like mandates at all, and I don't think it should only be a medical exemption to a mandate or anything like that, but I want to crack the narrative that everyone should be getting vaccinated. You know?
Right. And I like that article as well,
because that actually could be, you know, crucial to then point to, because those, if they then determine that the people who get the vaccine, right, who aren't immunocompromised, say they're in great physical fitness, great shape, they're not immunocompromised, they get the vaccine, they get whatever amount of boosters, and then later down the road, they are found to be now compromised.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can point to the article and say, look, it's like the vicious cycle, you know, it's literally a self-fulfilling death. And that's what I've been trying to show people. It's making your immune system, you know, go into haywire and become this autoimmune response that you can't control. There's no off switch, you know, and you're going to become compromised.
And I've said to Trump supporters, I'm like, when you have Joe Biden talking about sending people door to door with vaccinations, what's the game plan here? Do you plan on getting vaccinated until Trump is in office and then becoming unvaccinated magically? Like, what? Like, shit is hitting the fan. I don't know if you've noticed.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's just we've talked about one false flag after another. It's not stopping anytime soon. And, you know, I don't know 100% that people are going to show up at your door, but the point here is we have to come up with resolutions that don't involve just waiting around until 2024, you know, and stop putting your trust in Trump, stop putting your trust in DeSantis. Look, credit where due, right? Like, even Chuck Schumer is saying we should decriminalize marijuana. I think less people in cages is a good thing, but at the end of the day, I don't trust any of these people, and they're not doing things out of our interest at all. So we've talked about hyperlocalization, connecting with like-minded people, trying to build communities and finding ways around the system. Like I said, invest in Bitcoin when you can, and just kind of disregard the freedom phones, disregard the scams, disregard like the things that clearly take away your independence. I don't know if you noticed recently, there was some clip from Jacinda out in New Zealand. She's like the prime minister of New Zealand. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
she the said, transgender one. Yep.
Yeah. And she said, we need to make sure that we are the arbiters of truth. She didn't say it that way, but she basically was saying she wanted everyone to tune into the news for their truth and that they wanted to be the main source of it. They didn't want to have any kind of competition or alternatives. And then we're seeing again with the White House saying, we're going to basically interfere with Facebook and like or dislike anything, you know, anything we find that's misinformation with the COVID vaccines. And then you've got Biden talking about, we're going to interrupt text messages that talk about the COVID vaccines. I mean, this is wild. This is basically fascism.
It is. It absolutely is. And I just want to say where you said, hey, I don't know if they're going to come to your door. That's true, but they are coming to some people's doors. It's already happening. You know, these Biden strike forces, as they're called by Jen Psaki and the White House minions, the Israeli assets, they are all but telling you that, yes, we are going to send out strike forces to potentially force vaccinations on people. And there's no informed consent, folks. None. And there should be, right? There's no informed consent. They don't tell you any of the risks. They just brush by all the risks and tell you that this is going to save you from all this madness out there in the world. It's been created by this virus and now by the unvaccinated. It's just lunacy. It's lunacy. But this is exactly what they're doing. Rachel and I have been coming on here week in, week out and telling you this is what they're doing. And it only keeps incrementally getting worse and being kicked further down their proverbial football field.
Yeah, and then Chris, we're basically just going to have to find some way to hang in there until the government and these vaccine companies just can't keep beating back reality and so many more people just keep getting sick. Like, that's we just got to keep on hanging in there until we've reached that point where, you know, finally people start realizing the VAERS system and the reporting system and that wave of problems starts kicking in, right? Because, again, they want us to think this is a miracle and they won't be having it. There was an article recently by that was talking about Moderna wants to create HIV vaccines and cancer vaccines and all these other things. And it's like, yep, that was the goal the whole time.
It's part of the playbook, absolutely. Stay tuned. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin.
We will share with you the most up-to-date information daily. You can trust us as a source of that information. You can also trust the Director General of Health and the Ministry of Health. For that information, do feel free to visit at any time to clarify any rumour you may hear, covid19.govt.nz. Otherwise, dismiss anything else. We will continue to be your single source of truth. We will provide information frequently. We will share everything we can, everything you are, else you see, a grain of salt.
We are back. We are back. This is the Freedom Ministry. You are listening to RBN, of course. And as they say in the commercials, if you are able to support RBN, if you're able to support, you know, independent researchers like myself, like Rachel Tobias, please do so. We are that voice of truth in a sea of lies. I love that. It's so true. And right before the break, Rachel and I talking about the madness of MAGA denial, you know, these people that just want to repeat the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. It's insanity. It truly is insanity. If Trump was going to do something, that I felt would help our cause for freedom, I would throw on a MAGA hat right now. But I can't. It's not real. It's disingenuous. I would be a liar knowing what I know. I just couldn't do it. And this is the same type of people, you know, behind the same administrations, whether they're Democrat, whether they're Republican. I say it all the time. It does not matter, right, left. I know it's easy to say, but truly get out of it. Break this spell, this right-left paradigm. Just break free from it and start looking at things for what they are. You know, I will even bastardize the quote from, I believe it's, you know, Martin Luther King that said, judge the man by his character and not by the color of his skin. You know, it's the same thing when it comes to politics, folks. It really is. You can't just judge something based on its party. That is asinine. It's ridiculous, and it's what they want you to do. They want you to fall into this mentality so that you will just follow it to your grave, and you will be the one suffering for it. Those who are perpetrating this madness are laughing their way to the bank, literally. And I just want to get into this quick article here, just furthering these strike forces that have been announced by the Biden White House. Which is the same thing that Trump was rallying for when he was in office, essentially. It's no different. They just put different names and labels on things. This is from truth11.com. The article's from July 9th, and it's by Mike Adams from naturalnews.com. White House officially announces vaccine strike forces that will go door to door targeting anti-vaxxers in their homes, forcing Americans to take kill shots, and they're gathering data and information off of their tech companies that are in bed with these governments and these systems. I'm talking about Facebook and Zuckerberg and connections to DARPA and LifeLog and all these things that we keep telling you about. It's all one big conglomerate, this technocracy, and it's Bolshevism, and they really want you dead. Spiritually, physically, in all ways. This article goes on, it's official. The White House has publicly and unapologetically announced the deployment of strike forces, which is a military term, to go door to door across America, targeting unvaccinated people in their own homes. This was proudly announced yesterday, which would have been July 8th, by Jen Psaki, my favorite. The goal of the program, which has already been denounced by numerous state governors and U.S. senators, is to coerce people into taking kill shots of spike protein bioweapons, which are deliberately mislabeled vaccines. Very quickly, this program will be ramped up to full mandatory status, which means gunpoint enforcement of deadly shots, essentially meaning the U.S. government is unleashing death squads across America, and they aren't even hiding it anymore. This is conjecture. They've said it. And here's the advice, okay? We're about solutions. We want to help. My best advice on how to handle this is, one, if they come to your door, don't answer it. You're under no obligation. You have no contract with these people. Know the law. Know who and what you are and where you are at all times, and you'll be better for it. Number two, if they keep knocking, and I myself probably wouldn't do this, but if you have no other alternative, you know, for help, for security-wise, call the police. And this is, I mean, a dire time if you're calling the police. It's got to be pretty dire. But if they keep knocking and they try to, you know, obviously call the police. You have every right. They're in the wrong. You're in the right. Number three, if they break in your door, if they force their way in without permission, defend yourself. I am not an advocate of violence in any way, shape, or form, nor is that what I'm doing now. But you have every right to defend yourself if someone attacks you or threatens you or your family. Please, be smart, guys. Use your heads for anything other than a hat rack. We're going to another break. Stay tuned. Stay with us. Do not go anywhere. This is crucial. We'll be right back.
Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer, my co-host, Rachel Tobias. I was finishing up the Truth 11 report on the strike forces from the Biden White House for this inoculation, this so-called COVID vaccination. And I just want to finish with number four on advice how to handle one of these strike force people or anybody trying to get you to vaccinate at your door. Record it. Pull out your camera, pull out your phone, and hit record. Record it. Document it. You must. And then upload it to whatever platform you have an audience or the best way of getting it out there. And you know what that is for you, right? Whatever it is. Every human being has the right to self-defense. An assault with an experimental vaccine that has already killed at least 10,000 Americans, according to vaers.hhs.gov, numbers went up since this article was written, is of course an assault with a deadly weapon. Anyone attempting to assault you with a deadly weapon is committing a criminal act and should be arrested by the very fact. Here's what Jen Psaki said this week, the week of the article. Our work doesn't stop there, and we are going to continue to press to get 12 to 18-year-olds vaccinated. That's one of the reasons why we initiated these strike forces to go into the communities. End quote. It's just alarming on so many levels. When they were saying in the beginning, as Rachel and I have been telling you forever, that the children were at hardly any risk of anything from this blessed thing. But hey, that's the reason they're going to send strike forces, military, door to door to get you vaccinated with an unfounded, proving to be fatal in a lot of cases, injection, a poison. The Biden regime just declared war on American civilians. Did they not? The strike force, you know, go ahead, Rachel, please.
I didn't realize that was rhetorical. I was going to say, yes, they did.
Yeah. Please, you know, your input. I'm just at, like, this point of no return.
Yeah, I just think more than anything, they want this to be mandated in the fall for schools, whether that's colleges or even public schools for kids. I think that that's what they truly want, and I'm just hoping that the reality crashes through before they make this mandatory for kids.
Yeah. It's truly maddening, and it's just one of a myriad reasons to take your child or children out of these re-education camps. They're not there to help. They're there to harm. I can't say it enough. I really can't. I've done it. I'm not just speaking to this. I put my money where my mouth is. I mean what I say, and I do it. You know, I am a person of action. I've taken my children out of the schools. They won't be going to public school systems. At the beginning of COVID, I did it.
I do want to make a note. I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, shout out to Up Is Down with Dean Rader. And he basically just talked about how there's divorced couples that he wants to take his daughter out of school, but he can't, you know, because of her mom. And
yeah,
just there's a lot of couples that are dealing with that struggle right now.
Yes.
And yeah, and we've talked in the past on various episodes how parents can use the law against each other when it comes to, you know, custody for children and using COVID as an excuse. Or, you know, part of the reason that this so-called pandemic keeps happening is because everyday people can get a burst of power, you know, can get told that they can go ahead and use this as a bludgeon on other people that they don't like in their lives. And that's one of the things that keeps this going.
Yeah. And if that's so true. If you want to know the real reason that all of this has not been shut down, take a look in the mirror. Take a look in the mirror. We all have some blame in this, myself included. But of course, to varying degrees, and some of us a lot more than others, right? I'm not saying I have the same blame as Bill Gates or Fauci, right? No. But we have to be honest and realistic about these things and realize that we need to do these things. We need to put these solutions into action. If we just say to vote with your wallet and then order 10 things off of Amazon, what are we doing? Or eating a Big Mac? It won't work. We need your help, everyone. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to stop anytime soon, and they're going to double down with this Delta variant and just keep this going until they have everyone's submission. And I've, you know, been watching videos out of France, out of South Africa. I mean, things are pretty crazy, so I don't know how things are going to go.
Thank you for bringing up South Africa. If you want to take a look at your immediate future, unless we change what we're doing around here, you're going to get a real taste of what it's like to see lawlessness in the streets. Not anarchy. Don't conflate terms. Lawlessness. Criminality. Riots. Looting. Look at South Africa. Look at what's happening. And the military and police involvement, look at how they're involved in this mess in South Africa. And you're going to get an idea of what's going to happen right here at home if we don't change things. Great point, Rachel. So
yeah, absolutely.
We've covered it, obviously. And before I get off the subject of this riot, looting, pandemonium, there has been, of course, an assassination in Haiti, right? A coup, if you will, and it's another COVID coup, just like happened in, I believe, Tanzania, or Zimbabwe, was it, when they did a COVID coup because the leader over there was saying, no, we're not accepting your COVID money, your relief, because then, of course, you have to accept the pharmaceutical companies and the forced inoculations, etc. And they said no, so they killed off the people saying no, standing in the way. That's exactly what happened in Haiti with, you know, help from our DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency, who came out immediately and said they had nothing to do with it. And then it turns out, as it keeps getting further and further along, that they have everything to do with it. It was their assets on the ground who did it, with the help of expats from Colombian military and mercenaries. It's just outrageous. And literally, as soon as they replace them, of course they give the public apologies and how awful it was, right? And then immediately, we're deploying vaccinations into Haiti, right? Now they're just going along with the whole band just like nothing had happened. They changed course 180 degrees as soon as they assassinated the president. It's insane. If you think this cannot happen here, look at JFK. They've already done it, and they're not afraid to do it again. If somebody were ever to dare to gain a backbone once in office, the change from within thing is wearing very thin with me. I'm sorry, guys. We have to change the system all together. Change the way that we think and stop listening to the same old tune, the same old people, the status quo, the yes men, the COVID enforcers, the Bolsheviks, the pro-Israelis, all of it. You cannot listen to it. It's madness. It's more war, more suffering, more death. That's all they have in store for you if you follow their plans. And while that's happening, you'll have an Xbox, and you'll have food stamps, and you know what I mean? It's like the Titanic going down, and they're still playing the music.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. You know, like I really wonder what it will take for people to be outraged. I mean, I thought keeping masks on kids and the whole Jeffrey Epstein scandal and, you know, forcing these vaccines on kids, which is where they want to head this. It's just people need to wake up. And the good news is it's easier to find like-minded people, and certainly do it before the White House decides to boot people off of social media platforms, right? Saying, oh, if someone's booted off one platform, shouldn't they be booted off all of them?
Right.
And that's a pretty big deal. I mean, it's obvious that we have this digital space as a frontier for doing commerce and everything. I'm not saying that that's good. It's just so obvious to me. We've talked about, you know, cyber attacks and grid attacks and everything. It's like so obvious to me that when I talk about the World Economic Forum and Build Back Broader, they want everyone to be connected digitally because it's a space that's just easier to control in general.
That's right.
And it's like a third matrix, you know, the first being nature, the second being human society in general, and then the third being the digital space.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And that's why they've had so much success without the mention of a strike force, without even having people going door to door. Because people are sheep and they're watched by their devices. And the eye in the sky, Skynet from Terminator, it's real, it's online. just not the same names they use, you know? They tell these stories in movies and TV shows all the time. They just give it another name, like ShadowNet. Right? They just give it different names. That's all. Total information awareness is literally what we have all around us. The TIA, which is the NSA, or National Security Agency here in America. And the equivalent over in the Mediterranean, or Israel, is, of course, Unit 8200, which has access by law. They're not stealing it, folks. Although they may be in some cases to things they don't have legal access to, but for the most part, by and large, by law, the NSA funnels all of its unedited raw data, surveillance-wise and other, to Israel, but it's not reciprocated. We don't have any such luxury or benefit or privilege coming back our way by way of Israeli intelligence gathered by their own system, independent of ours. Is that fair? Right? Like, people need to wake up. Why are you pro-Israel? What is it? Like, why do you think you have to be pro-Israel without looking into these things yourself to see if, hey, is me being pro-Israel a good thing? Should I actually know before I just say it because people want me to? Look at that stuff, guys. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Any thoughts, Rachel?
Yeah, and just that the whole Judeo-Christian idea is a whole psyop in of itself.
Sure.
Just, we see the game and we have the luxury, if you want to call it that, of understanding what the next attacks are possibly going to be. I mean, I wish I'd known about Event 201 sooner.
Mm.
I would have definitely done things differently. And the whole point is, if we can understand the flavor of the tyranny and what they plan to do and how they want to shape the future, it gives us a better, you know, strategy on trying to work around it or fight it.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I wanted to talk about Cyber Polygon, so people understand what's happening right now is going to have real-world ramifications shortly in the future, or now, you know? And when you see it happen, now you have it in the back of your mind. You'll see it for what it is. Once you put on the glasses, you can't take them off. You can't unsee it as much as you may want to. So, welcome to our world. You're wearing the glasses. You can decode reality, and you can then be responsible. Because, you know, how else? How else can you be responsible if you don't know the reality you're living in and how it works?
Yeah, and people like Tucker Carlson, while he has a shorter leash or whatever, I mean, just anything on the mainstream news just feeds into itself. It's just a part of all that bread and circuses. Yeah.
Echo chamber. And it's going to lead you back around to your tail. You're never going to get at the root of it by listening to anything attached to Fox. I don't care if it's Tucker Carlson. It's just not happening. Never will. So you have to get away from these big media conglomerates and listen to RBN. Right? There's a plug. But for real.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, guys.
I just had a chat recently with my friend Tommy on Year Zero podcast, and I talked about the World Economic Forum and that Build Back Broader, and I mentioned, like, that's going to be the future, is government as this bureaucracy and this public image is going to be removed and just replaced by a bunch of corporations that are trying to pretend like they care about social responsibility or whatever that is, and that's just what the future is going to look like. I think, honestly, the future is going to look like a lot less people and then Bitcoin. I think that's going to be it.
Yeah. You're seeing kind of where the little, you know, dumping ponds go, you know, the little outlets that they want people to kind of go to as a quote-unquote alternative. So, yeah, it's pretty easy to telegraph it at this point. It, you know, barring some confidential information or, you know, something in the private sector, secrets, real secrets, you know, stuff that has not been leaked intentionally or otherwise, and having that intel, like having an actual intelligence gathering agency such as Mossad, right, or CIA, or then the SIGINTs, right, which collect it by technology, NSA, Unit 8200, and then you start to realize, hey, they're doing that. So if I, lonely old me, you know, little old me, if I can accurately predict the future on this type of landscape, and not 100%, but if I can even do it from time to time, imagine what these people have access to and what they're able to do with it. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandated.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
We are back. This is the Freedom Ministry. You are listening to Chris Switzer and Rachel Tobias, and we are just giving you the truth as we see it, unfiltered, with maybe our own bias, but we're humans. I just want to cover one quick thing before the end of this show. My wife just brought to me a TikTok video, and it is showing how Rhodes College will reportedly charge students who haven't received the COVID-19 vaccination $1,500 per semester. Okay? Do you see where this is all heading? Oh, we're not forcing it. Are you, though? Because they're doing this in every area of life that is in the commercial zone. And it's sad. It's sad, but they've done this. They've corralled us into these, you know, virtual man traps, and they're just leading you down the path to slaughter. Or to be a slave in their New World Order technocratic kingdom. It's just wild. But we see it all around us, and someday soon, it might be a crime to talk like this. You know, I'm censored all over the place. I've lost a job over it. I mean, things happen today that should not happen in a free society. But this is where we live. So we have to be stronger, resilient, wise, smart. And you got to be a little apprehensive to things. You got to be skeptical. If you don't, you may be fleeced. And it's not always, you know, if you're paranoid, it doesn't mean they're not out to get you, you know, just because. So, hey, just be honest with yourself, with those around you. Make a plan for a real community if you can. And if you're not around people that you can commune with, and have that type of free society of safe living, then get out of that area. It's already ruined, right? Find a new watering hole. Because things are about to get real. If you thought COVID-19 was bad, they're telling you that's nothing compared to what they have in store for us. Look into this. Cyber Polygon 2021. And the intentional shutdown of these supply chains for these major industries providing us with how we live, everything, our food, necessities, all the way to the energy grid. They're going to shut it down. And they have the kill switch. So we've shown you. It's what you do in your day-to-day lives that will help everyone collectively. It starts with you. If you have money, the resources, please, by all means, donate. But most importantly, get the word out there and let people know this is how you feel. Because then others will feel like it's okay to say it too. Thanks so much for being here, Rachel. Yeah.
All right, take care, man.
All right. Next week, guys. Stay. God bless America.
Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can't handle the truth.